Welcome to Laugh It Up Fuzzball. I am Joe the Wookiee Riot. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about life, the universe, and everything, but mostly geek stuff. A place where we get to let our geek flag fly and talk about all things geek. As I've said before, this isn't an amalgamation of geek news or a comprehensive guide to all genres or the world of geekdom. Hopefully it's just a fun place to cover some geek news, comics, The Simpsons, Star Wars, or whatever randomness finds its way onto the recording. But let us get started.
This is the last intro for the longest podcast ever.
It is. It's record-breaking long.
But I broke it into three parts, so it's not, but it is.
Technically it is, but yeah. It isn't.
I think Sean still holds that honor for me compiling everything together. But you're not dead. This is not a memorial.
Thank you.
Danny the Deuce episode.
Danny the Deuce.
I'm happy you're not dead. I'm happy.
I'm happy
the continuing adventures of you.
Making and, people poop.
And your poop superhero pants. Gang that if you listen to this podcast, you'll find out the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are still around. So
I have my own poop-dis league.
The poop-dis league?
Yeah.
No. The douche-dis league? No. Ooh.
The Justice League of Poops? No. We'll work on it.
No. It's a you can work on it.
Yeah,
well. I like the name of your other one, but
it's
hey.
Some Raisin Bran in me. I'll work on it.
Ooh, jeez. Yeah, poop, just. Poop, poop. So this is how the intros and outros are going, as you know if you've listened to the other two. There's not going to be an outro on this one. Congratulations, because we outroed on the episode.
Yeah, getting the heroes ramble some more.
This is Danny's Wolverine claw snick-snicking.
Dropping the
and
double
really,
deuce.
If the Wookiee had snick-snick claws, because we go right into it shitting on something.
Yeah, we do.
With Danny's superpower in this episode. So we dropped the deuce. In part two, part deuce of this, but
my poo gun's coming
here,
hot.
Here's full berserker rage.
No,
on,
it wasn't book.
No, we weren't that angry. No. We were just a little.
I haven't seen it yet to be angry enough because you don't know. They might save it.
True.
It's just Berlanti, but
all right.
You know,
so let's get there. Let's let them get there. Let's throw it back to like past Danny and Wookiee.
Time travel.
All right. Enjoy, friends. Thanks for listening.
Poo, 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 poo.
Well, we're back from some delicious pizza and some more
break.
Non-recorded geek talk to get back to the geek talk for the snicked version of this long
three-parter.
Podcast. Yeah, three parts so far.
Yeah. Oh,
but we're here to turn Danny's poo guns on Titans.
Are we? Are we going back to
the
trailer park?
We're back to SDCC news. And we can't do that without talking about the Titans show and trailer. Reportedly going to show, based on the trailer, Raven and Robin and Beast Boy and Starfire and Hawk and Dove.
Hawk and Dove look great.
They look cool from what we saw.
So what we saw on the trailer, the costumes look fantastic.
Yeah.
That's about the positive I have for that.
There we go.
Yeah.
And
so we got the positive out of the way.
And Beast Boy and Starfire.
I gotta love the new dark and gritty. So when is DC gonna learn that dark and gritty isn't their fucking thing?
Yeah.
Like, they're like failing by trying to stick with the Nolan dark and gritty and life is miserable fucking background, but they haven't fucking nailed it.
They literally were like, we're going to do this trailer and we're going to get people to talk about it because we're going to make Robin say, fuck Batman.
Yeah, but you know what? No. Fuck you, Robin.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, shooting guns and...
And I was listening this time when we watched it. The song in the background was like, got a feeling, this is bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hunger, for a show that could have been better.
They're fucking taking a leap.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel Titans.
They took a circus acrobatic leap and they dropped Robin's parents.
Yep.
They literally dropped Robin's parents.
I don't know why they're going with Robin with fucking so much hate. And
he's throwing R's, well, not better A's.
He throws R's.
I know he does.
He's the R.
I like the podcast that said he should throw K's. K's are much more dangerous. Yeah.
More edges.
He's like, it's the last letter of my name. My name's Dick. I'm a dick. Fuck Batman.
Fuck Batman.
Yeah.
He's a dick. I'm not a dick.
And Starfire and Beast Boy did not look great.
Well, I wish they would have showed a little bit more Beast Boy and his power.
Yeah.
Maybe transform into a tiger.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they're not in that post-production yet. Maybe right. A nice gazelle. Maybe a swan. A nice sexy swan.
Yeah. Or a gorilla. He likes to transform into a gorilla. Big fuzzy hominid.
Yeah.
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 I'm a big fan of the fuzzy hominids. Or an elephant or a rhino.
I can see why the show would be a little bit brooding because of Raven.
Right.
And her, and I guess she looks like the central plot point for this movie.
Yeah.
Hopefully they do Trigon. That'd be dope. But
well, I'm sure. How can you do Raven without Trigon?
Yeah, but it doesn't feel Titans.
I mean, it's not all bad. We did find that
Hawk and Dove look good.
The animated version of the trailer.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I just threw up on Fuzzballs before we started recording.
Yeah, they used the Teen Titans good cartoon.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that movie coming up.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to go take Ty to see it. We're going to have fun.
Good for you.
I'm going to get him into DC that way.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you enjoy that.
With Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Deadpool.
Yeah.
It's
and
funny.
And Deadpool was based off of Deathstroke.
Those trailers make me laugh.
Do they?
They do.
That's good.
They do. Because my childlike wonder and innocence haven't been killed. Danny the Deuce.
My childlike innocence has been killed by shitty shows like Teen Titan Go, but that's a whole fucking different fucking conversation.
It was just a way to get kids into the show, into the superheroes.
Yeah, by taking a good cartoon and fucking ruining it with waffle jokes.
Hey, waffles are delicious.
And driving and structure episodes and other shit that doesn't involve being superhero.
Hey, the episode
and
with Beast Boy when he has the tinkle in his brain where he can shake his head and it sounds like a bell is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about getting kids into it somehow. You know how you don't get kids into these DC superheroes?
Wow.
With a dark show with Robin saying, fuck Batman!
Yeah, no.
That's not.
No, show doesn't feel like Titans. It looks, the costuming looks great for some characters.
Yeah.
I
honestly was like, man, I might pay $7.99 for the first month to see this Titans show. And then they put up a trailer at Comic-Con where I was like,
no, I'm good.
I'm probably not gonna.
Okay. Yeah. And this is also Greg Berlanti. I think he's producing it.
Yeah, I think he is involved.
I think this is a big miss.
Yeah.
This is not. I'm with you. I lost excitement for this show.
I mean, do you know what I felt like after I watched the trailer for this?
Like Slender like, Wrist?
No, I saw a trailer for a show like this, and it was called Inhumans.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw a trailer for this, and it was called Cloak and Dagger.
Wait, you like Cloak and Dagger?
I know.
Okay.
But it's in the same
kind
of...
So you're saying it could just be a bad trailer and it could be a good show.
It could be a bad trailer or it could just go fuck itself because fuck Batman.
Got a feeling, it's bad.
Yeah, it's I don't...
I'm just not as excited as I hope to be.
I just... Again, DC has no currency. So this show could be all bad and I can be like, yeah, I know.
I mean, literally... I have watched a show for 5 seasons. It's all about fuck Batman, and it's called Gotham, and it's my Walking Dead. You keep going with the Walking Dead. I'm gonna keep going with Gotham because I'm so invested.
I just I don't see Titans. I don't know. I don't see it being good.
I don't know.
They're obviously not the Teen Titans because looks like Robin has a 9-to-5 police job.
Yeah, maybe.
And
I don't know. Are they gonna do Nightwing? And apparently,
if he's gonna say fuck Batman, he should have been Nightwing. I don't know why they're doing Robin.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Once again, we're getting another show without Batman.
Another Batman show without Batman.
And apparently, this show is gonna have more than those characters from Comic-Con. Reportedly, it's gonna include Donna Troy, Jason Todd,
mm-hmm.
Lex Luthor,
mm-hmm.
and then Superboy. And this is all according to Geoff Johns
and the Doom Patrol.
Oh, well, Doom Patrol's already been announced. Yeah, it's going to be in there. And they're going to do a spin-off Doom Patrol show.
Well, it sounds like they're doing the Geoff Johns version of Teen Titans, which was one of my favorite runs of the show, or the comic books. But
I don't
know.
We'll see.
This blew out that fire.
Well,
any
fire
I had for this
show. Yeah, the candle you had burning for it,
it's
been
fucking
blown out. Candle snuffer. That's
got pooped on.
The
candles. I got pooped. This trailer pooped on
me. That is Danny the Deuce, the brown eye. His mortal enemy is not brown eye. It's the candle snuffer.
Ooh.
Ooh, the candle snuffer comes
out. Put
out
my flame.
Your hope?
and yeah. I just get put out.
The candle snuffer.
It's actually not terrible.
It's not that, terrible. You like that villain?
Yeah, it's not a terrible idea.
Blue, if you're listening, we hope you're writing notes for this epic comic book with Danny the Deuce and Candle Snuffer. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And whatever your superhero name was. Yeah. Whatever your superhero name was.
I don't know. I mean, this is that was a big fucking swing, and they striking out.
This is all for that DC Universe streaming service. They're doing pre-orders, $74.99. That gets you 9 months, and then you get 3 months free when you pay for it.
And I apologize ahead of time for people who are pre-ordering this fucking garbage of a channel.
I mean,
I get it. You get all of Justice League Unlimited, which is a fucking great show.
Yeah.
But I think
it's not this show that like has me still on the fence whether I would spend money for it. I don't have the money to pre-order now. But you get not only the new shows that they're going to do, so Titans, Doom Patrol, James Wan, Swamp Thing, of all of them, I'm like, oh, right, God. Maybe. Really, yeah. really interested in. And now, of course, you Young get Justice. Stargirl, which we talked about from Jeff Johns. Yeah. Young Justice Season 3, which actually the trailer made it look good.
Which looks like a better Titans than this fucking garbage we just watched.
And then you're also going to get access to old movies. So the old Supermans, the old Batmans, all of those old things.
All the cartoons.
I'm like, if you have enough old content on there that's going to be on there, not Netflix style where I get to play with it for a little and then it's gone, because that would make me mad.
There's not enough content for me to want to pay the $7.99.
And then they're going to give you access to television. So there's rumors that Batman 66 might be up in there. And then you're going to get Lois and Clark and probably Smallville.
Smallville. And all the DCW shows would have to be on there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm 2 episodes away from a review of Season 10 of Smallville.
Really?
It's available on Hulu, I think, is where I've been watching it. And, by God, I love that show. And I never finished Season 10. And I'm 2 episodes away from actually, like, a little review of how much I've been loving Smallville Season. Booster Gold! There was a whole episode of Booster Gold. It was lovely. Yeah. Made me really happy.
I can't wait for that review.
And then Selected Comics. And I think that's the only thing that they
Selected?
Have.
Fuck you!
If it is like Marvel Universe or Marvel Unlimited, where it's actually like comics that are available all the time, you might get me to pay $7.99 a month. However, Marvel Unlimited has been available this whole time since I've been talking about it, and I haven't found the money in like my budget yet to pay for Marvel Unlimited. And that has like certifiably an amazing catalog of comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that the comics get me to part with my $7.99.
Not for $7.99.
Yeah.
I would pay $1.99 for this DC service. Just because, you get good shows with it, but it's not a lot.
Yeah,
it's not $7.99 worth of
and
fucking
for the podcast, if you guys really want me to review like the new shows, I'm sorry. There's gonna have to be somebody kicking in $7.99 a month for me to be able to afford it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. I'm coming up on renewal time for the podcast. I don't even know if I have money for that. To be continued.
If it was more of a WB streaming service where you get all the fucking vault of Warner Brothers, okay. All right. I'll consider it.
Yeah.
But just for DC, you can eat a dick.
We'll see. I'll probably pay $7.99 when it first comes out just to experience it and have an opinion about it. But then we'll see. I'm willing to throw in the $7.99.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good or maybe I'll be like, hey, Danny, you want to loan me $2? Hey, Blue, you want to loan me $2?
Oh, hustle your 13 listeners for $7.99?
13 listeners, you motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. 14.
Batman number 50, spoiling motherfucker.
Fuck you, Batman.
Okay.
Fuck you, Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Coco Notorious. That's the Wookiee show. I am the candle snuffer. Twist. What else? Oh. Okay, so we talked about a show we don't really like that wasn't very interesting to us. Let's talk Cat Kane Batwoman.
Woo!
Yeah, let's go to some excitement.
Finally, I could be excited for Gotham.
Yes.
Because they're going to do the Berlanti Universe Gotham crossover, bringing in fucking Batwoman. And I am stoked. And I hope they do more of the current run of Batwoman. I think I believe the new 52 version of it. But And I'm hoping to bring in Renee Montoya because I love me some Renee Montoya. That question is probably still my favorite question.
And we talked about this off mic that, you know, Renee Montoya is going to be in the Birds of Prey movie.
Yes.
That's starting production or whatever.
Soon enough, yeah.
The Margot Robbie.
So she might be off limits because for some reason DC doesn't like the TV characters to mix in with the movie universe because they're afraid that they might be ruined in the TV universe, which I find hilarious.
Right.
But... yeah, fuck us, I guess.
I think it's cool. You're going to get a lesbian superheroine.
Well, yeah.
And yeah. I think it's going to be on Arrow.
It's going to
be. And then going to get her own show maybe in 2019 or maybe 2020.
And she's going to, if they anything like the comic book, she's going to be a fucking badass.
And well, 2019 makes sense. So not this next bit of shows that are coming out.
But the second
after
half,
the summer.
Because
all this is going to end before summer of 2019. So fall 2019.
Yeah.
They could have a Batwoman show.
Yep.
That could be really
fucking
fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Especially with a good supporting cast.
When I'm thinking Arrow, like honestly, this next season could be like the last season of Arrow.
It could be. And I mean, show kind of needs to end. I know the show kind of needs to end. It's only going so far story-wise. You can only do so much with Ollie from a writer's perspective, I guess. It's not comic books. It's still TV.
Right.
So you could definitely end the show, but bring in Stephen Amell every once in a while. Or Stephen Amell, or whatever the fuck you...
Stephen Amell, yeah.
Stephen Amell. And just kind of bring him in for recurring roles, but...
because they're going into the seventh season. But, I mean, Smallville, which I just talked about,
went to 10
seasons. And that really seems to be, like, a mark. I don't know if, like, Berlanti's, like, just... really curious about having the first like superhero show to go because I think Smallville has like the longest run.
Yeah.
Of any of the shows. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
I mean, there's
I'll still watch Arrow. I still like the stories they're going with it.
Well, let's just get into all the DCW shows since we're already there.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
So we just walked in.
So they had teaser trailers for all the DCW shows.
Didn't see a single one, but that's okay.
I saw everyone.
Most of them is
just recut footage from all the previous seasons.
Figured.
Because that's how they normally do it, and then they show you a couple snippets, but let's just start Legends, right?
Legends!
Yeah, Legends of Tomorrow. Not only Constantine, Nora Dark, and Ava Sharp, who's
coming
a fun
back.
Character
yep.
they added, but a magical creatures expert named Alaska Yu, who's going to be played by Ramona Young.
Yeah.
So an Asian-American actress
coming
getting
on.
To play a magical creatures expert. And you get Henry Haywood's father, Hank, played by Tom Wilson. So
awesome.
They're going to... play with that whole like father angle for Steel, which will be really fun because that episode where they went to space in the moon
was a good
with his
one,
father
yeah.
really tugged at some strings. And then the trailer, you know, basically all these trailers just suffice to say a lot of the clips from previous seasons, which isn't bad.
No, it's a great show.
They pull out the highlights, but they're going to show the team, and I'm quoting, "Screw things up for the more magical."
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, with John Constantine, you're going to get more of a magic horror.
Right. And I mean, it ended with that dragon head on the beach. And the what they showed, of course, all these are just like clips from like the first two or three episodes because they haven't filmed the rest of them. But you get glimpses of Woodstock. They mentioned Paul Revere and they mentioned dragons. And I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I was already in to begin with.
Legends Tomorrow,
and
honestly.
And you give me some more Jonah Hex, I'm fucking...
oh, please. And especially
the romance.
With what they did with the romance. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally in. I'm already in. Give them all my free money.
Yeah. Then we go to Supergirl, me and Heather's fave.
Ooh. Supergirl.
This is a show that me and Heather just really love to watch. Supergirl is amazing. And what makes it so amazing is the acting. Acting of all the characters involved. Supergirl just, it really always blows my mind. And in fairness, I guess I should say, we're talking Supergirl and you don't even realize, but we actually talked for 20 minutes and it all got deleted. So,
so we have to relive this whole conversation.
Yeah, we have to relive this entire conversation, which is like, all of a sudden, Danny got really quiet. Well, that's why Danny got really quiet,
because
he's trying to like remember thoughts that he had. But Supergirl, I'm excited, because the baddie's going to be telepathic and skilled telekinetic Manchester Black.
Nice.
Yeah, Manchester Black. I think could be a really interesting villain.
I don't doubt it. The writing on this show is amazing. But the better part of this show is the acting. These people know how to fucking pull on your heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
And give out the feels while at the same time being a really fun show.
Well, like something crazy from the last season, I'm sure this probably matters some to you, when they talked about the elder memory loss.
Yeah.
You know, no, with that, John Jones and his dad.
Yeah, that was
with Mirren.
That storyline really hit home for me. It really pulled on some heartstrings. But it's going to be different because a lot of the characters left. Like, you don't know what happened with John Jones. You don't know what happened with Wynn. He's off in the future now.
Right. He is off in the future. But
Guardian's exposed.
Yeah, which will be really interesting.
Which will be interesting.
They can do some fun storylines
for
that.
It looks like they're trying to do a shake-up to kind of make the show a little bit more fresh by adding new supporting cast.
Well, and they're going with all the drama with Lena Luthor and Kara.
But I hope it doesn't lose the heart. Because even with the drama with Lena Luthor and Kara, like, it was weird because she was still best friends with Kara, but she hated Supergirl.
Right.
So it was like living a double life of like a frenemy. Like literally, like she's talking shit to you behind your back to your own face, but you're wearing glasses, so it's not you.
And I'm not unconvinced that Lena Luthor does not know the secret identity of Supergirl.
She can't be that.
Yeah. If she does,
she can make synthetic kryptonite. She can't figure out.
But if she knows, that adds that extra wrinkle to that. Really adds to that dark side, that double-sided nature of Lena.
Yep.
And then they announced you're going to get your very first transgender superhero in Dreamer, which is
awesome.
Yeah, Naya Nael, played by trans actor Nicole Maines. Wow.
Poignant. Is Dreamer the same character as Sandman?
No, Dreamer is not. But they did have a character which she's related to. From when the Legends went back in time.
To the
with Captain Steel and the JSA and all that.
Such a good episode. But, they're going to fucking make that storyline well.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
They're going to hit it out the park.
I've heard Dreamer's going to have like a sort of arc, sort of like Supergirl in season one, but now she's going to have Kara.
The training wheel.
As the mentor, yeah.
Well, she plays a mentor role really well. She did it really well with Mon-El. Yeah. So I think they kind of found kind of like her niche.
And they found a way, cape tricks and all, to make Mon-El a cool character. Fun
they
to
did,
watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought him back and they made it interesting.
I wonder if they're going to bring back Superman. Because I know it's a Supergirl show, but I really like their Superman. I like how they write their Superman. I like how their Superman looks.
Yeah, I'd like to see him show up.
I like to show up a little bit more than once a season.
Well, I don't think he even showed up in season 3 at all.
I don't think he really showed up.
Yeah, because it is a Supergirl show.
It is a Supergirl, which sucks because they established a really good Superman.
But the teaser trailer was good.
I bet.
Because it had a great voiceover by a patriot describing himself as an agent of liberty.
Ooh.
So yes, agent of liberty coming into the show. And then they also showed male and female super exosuits that were a lot of fun.
Wait, exosuits or cyborg suits?
I'd have to show
Android,
you.
Are they
like,
androids?
No,
are
they look like suits that would be worn.
Like Iron Man, but
yeah. They, nice. I can't, I, they ring a bell where I'm like, I know what comic it comes from, but I don't, I just don't
know.
Are they
going to look like Steel? You think they're going to bring in Steel?
I don't know.
They should have brought in fucking Lobo instead of wasting them on some other show.
Well, we'll get to Lobo.
We'll get to Lobo.
Black Lightning, which is a show.
Yeah.
You like Black Lightning.
I need more Black Lightning. It's not a show that makes me feel like a proud black man like Luke Cage does, but fuck do I miss this show. This was a good, fun family show.
Yeah.
Like, it really is about a family trying to pretty much adapt to their new surroundings and family secrets and who they really are. And
dealing with the community of Freeland and all the crime.
Yep.
And then dealing with topics of social justice.
Yep.
And things that are wrong in the system.
Absolutely.
And then you've got the one daughter who loves having superpowers and the other daughter, Jennifer, who doesn't. And that adds an interesting wrinkle to it.
It does. That's a good concept because I can't remember the last time outside of an X-Men comic book where someone had a superpower that they just did not want.
Right.
I don't think they've told it really in a long form, I guess.
Like, you may have gotten like a one-shot from a Flash or something where the person didn't want their powers, but like keep returning to a character that does not want the powers.
But learns to live with it or tries to do something with it that's totally not your usual Shazam. Oh, you're dead. I'm strong.
I mean, the of all the teaser trailers, this one was the weakest to me because it was just a 6-minute recap of everything from season one. Because I think they felt not enough people had seen the show, even though
they probably just haven't started filming.
Yeah, but I mean, all that we know is that the character Khalil is played by Jordan Calloway is going to be coming back in a bigger role.
That's
good. He was a bad guy at the very end, and his name's going to be Painkiller, and he's going to be working with Tobias Whale, and it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be hard. Tobias Whale.
Hopefully, they get
rid
of those dreads. Because it wasn't the best look for him.
Well, I mean, anytime you put dreads on a wig dreads or whatever, it's not going to look good because it looks super fake. He looks like Predator had a cheap discount thrifty sale.
I don't know. I was just like, not the best look for him, but we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm excited.
I have faith in this show.
Yeah, I think is really good with Gambi and everything.
I can't wait for them to be crossing over into the rest of the DCU.
Yeah, and like we talked about that off mic, or maybe it was on the 20 minutes that we lost.
Yeah.
But that Black Lightning is going to be in the crossover.
No, he will be in the crossover, and it's going to be interesting to see because he's going to be way older than everyone else, so he's obviously going to not be the leader role, but he is going to be the mentor role.
But I think he would want to be the leader. I don't think
he would want to be. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy, especially when you have Ollie and Barry, who are clearly like alphas of their group.
And I want to see more for the tattooed man.
I was so excited.
Great. I was like, yeah.
And he's just a great actor.
Yeah,
he really is.
Lala.
I'm glad they saved him from that horrible fucking nickname. But that was a great scene when they introduced him, kind of came back, and he was dealing with the strife within the ranks.
Right.
And one guy tried to shoot him, and the gun didn't go off, and he beat his ass.
Yeah.
And then one guy's like, how'd you know the gun wasn't going to go off? He goes, I didn't. I was like,
it's going to be good. I'm excited for season two. And we'll probably get a bunch more episodes. It's not going to be that short season. Although there was some value to that shorter season.
There was, because it takes away filler. But if you're adding a couple episodes for a crossover and then...
Right.
But I'm sure there's going to be way more character development now. So it's not all just based around Black Lightning. There's going to be episodes centric around Thunder and...
And Lightning. That's, I think, the other daughter's
name. She's not... She's just regular Lightning. She's like Black Lightning.
What else? The Arrow. Oh, the teaser for Arrow was so good. Ollie in prison. He's been there for 5 months. He's got a beard, so he looks like bearded Ollie. And then, of course, you get Vinnie Jones showing up. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
I'm the Juggernaut.
Don't you remember me from Bullet Tooth Tony and Snatch?
Love me some Vinnie Jones.
My favorite Vinnie Jones movie still is Mean Machine, which is the Longest Yard remake with British soccer.
I like
football.
Football. I liked him in Road Trip or Euro Trip when he plays the soccer hooligan.
Yeah, Vinnie Jones is really nice.
But the real star of this Arrow season is going to come up is all the shirtless shots of him in prison doing pull-ups.
Well, yeah.
Glistening, sweaty, showing off his six-pack and pecs and lats.
Well, I've heard talk that because it's a female showrunner, that she's just focusing on the sexy.
That's fine. He probably has a personal mister that just goes around misting his muscles, so he's always gleaming.
I don't know, man. Show off the abs and the rippling pectorals, it'll be fine. We also have some casting. So it's Holly Lissa from Whistler as Dart, Michael Johnson from Van Helsing as Kodiak, and Miranda Edwards from The Magicians and Orphan Black as Silencer. They're going to be the Lethal Longbow Hunters, which are a legendary group of assassins recruited by Ricardo Diaz. So will be back to exact his revenge
villain
on Oliver and the team.
Great. He's actually my second favorite villain on Arrow behind Deathstroke.
He wasn't, and then he grew on me.
He really grew. Once they kind of let him out of the bag and kind of just take center stage as a villain, like he
although I did really like the hacker guy from the beginning of the season.
Did you?
Yeah.
I like Adrian Chase. I thought Adrian Chase was pretty good.
Adrian Chase was wonderful. In fact, he comes back for one episode and like steals it all.
Oh, yeah. He really had fun with that role. You could tell
as a hallucination, he comes back and you're like, oh, I miss you. I miss you, Mr. Hallucination.
But I like the idea that they're putting Ollie in prison. I hope they keep him for at least the first half of the season.
Yeah, I hope they keep him in prison
just
for a while.
So they can showcase the other characters more, because Arrow essentially has become a team show. And I don't think the Road Dog, that's a wrestler, Mad Dog,
Wild Dog,
and Mr. Terrific,
and
Black Canary.
Black Canary.
Even Black Siren, I don't think they get enough of the spotlight. So him being out of the picture allows it to be more those characters.
And she was in the teaser trailer talking about there's a new vigilante that's a dark archer of sorts. Yes, yeah. They've done the dark archer before. But a new vigilante, yeah, like killing people with arrows.
He's not around.
Yeah.
So
then you're going to get whatever's going on with these lethal longbow hunters. And then you're going to get Ollie in prison. And at least at a minimum, they say he's going to have to deal with baddies from previous seasons that he put away, including Ben Turner, Bronze Tiger, played by Michael Jai White.
Yeah.
Derek Sampson, played by Cody Runnels. And then Danny Brick Brickwell, played by Vinny Jones. So, yeah.
So, you know what that means.
What?
Flashbacks.
Well, yeah, it's Arrow.
So many fucking flashbacks.
Well, maybe not as many as before.
Really? Are you really challenging Arrow with the flashbacks? Because I guarantee you they'll one-up your flashbacks.
Well, they did.
So many flashbacks.
A lot less flashbacks in the last season.
Yeah, but still.
So they'll do that amount.
I hope not. Good with the flashbacks.
So flashbacks are okay.
These flashbacks are going to be more like, what's the episodes where you use old footage for the fill episodes? Callbacks.
Stock footage. Well, if we're going to talk about flashbacks,
let's
talk about The Flash. Yeah. They don't have flashbacks, but they do have a Flash.
That's a great show.
It is a great show.
That's a great show.
It is. And yes, they did cast Chris Klein. Yes, the actor from American Pie, who was really sensitive and played the game with the shuttlecock and the nets.
What's that?
No, that's, I used the wrong term. Lacrosse. He played lacrosse. Yeah. The lovable lacrosse guy with the baby face who sort of looks like Keanu Reeves.
In the Heart of Gold. Yeah, looks like Keanu Reeves' fatter little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is cast as a bad guy, Cicada.
Oh.
And before you start like, oh, is he going to tweet in the background? And
is he going to be really
gonna,
annoying
like,
for summer months?
Emerge from Chrysalis like every 7 years or whatever it is.
And chirp.
From the comics, he's a mysterious cult leader who basically kills anybody that the Flash ever saved. And he has like these trademark lightning bolt daggers.
Yeah.
And in the teaser trailer, they showed a trademark lightning bolt dagger. And they didn't actually show Chris Klein's face. They just showed him all like serial killer style, which is sort of cool.
They're going dark because this show is usually a flash of sunshine.
The whole Savitar season was pretty
dark. And then the last season, the Thinker season was
sunny.
Pretty dark.
They went
sort
of sunny.
The Thinker season was
dark.
really dark because, you know, people died for the most part.
So we'll see. I mean, I found a description from WBTV in DC that says that Cicada is a grizzled, blue-collar everyman whose family has been torn apart by metahumans and now seeks to exterminate the epidemic one metahuman at a time. So you're going to get another metahumor killer. And, the trailer looks fun. And they're going to deal with Barry and Iris's future daughter. That big reveal. Spoilers.
That's good because I want to know what flashpoint she created.
Yeah, and Kid Flash was in the teaser trailer. So even though he's not going to be on Legends, he's at least going to be in a episode of The Flash.
I feel bad for that guy because his character and himself have such great potential.
Yeah.
And they try to hustle him over to Legends, but he was kind of too powerful as a meta for that show because he was just super feet.
He
just
solve
any problem.
He sort of became a little indistinguishable, like looks wise, from Jax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're the same type of actor.
Yeah.
Like they would compete for the same kind of roles if they were not in either one of these shows.
And they both had the same kind of. They were both mechanics. So when Jax was gone, he was a shit mechanic.
Right.
So it sucked. And I think they missed an opportunity where Barry was gone in the time. The Speed Force.
Yeah.
So for him to really, Wally to really stand out as a strong.
And they missed an opportunity when they did Flashpoint to keep that going for several episodes. Instead of just one. But it's okay.
It's all right.
You know what I mean? Even with missed opportunities, The Flash is still a great show.
It's still a great show. And I'm still going to watch it and be entertained.
Yeah, with all of these, I think that Arrow had the best teaser trailer to me. Black Lightning had the worst. But it's hard for me to say which one of these I'm the most excited by. Like, Legends is just so much fun, and I want magical creatures. Supergirl is my show I watch with Heather, so of course I'm excited for that. Flash is my boy. Arrow is my dark and gritty soul. And Black Lightning is how I feel connected to strong black men.
Touche.
Yeah.
I love Legends.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to be excited for Legends because I love it. I'm going to watch it regardless. I think I'm excited for Black Lightning and then maybe Supergirl.
Okay.
I know Supergirl, they like to take big swings on that show.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see exactly what they do with the transgender hero. Hopefully they don't oversaturate it with, like, making it a big deal instead of just, you know, like, making her a person or them. Right. So
you mentioned it while we were talking about DC. Let's just... Lobo. Season 2 of Krypton.
Fuck, what a waste. Why?
You haven't even You haven't even seen the first season of Krypton.
Why would I even want to watch Law & Order Krypton?
Because one of your best friends, it's not Law & Order Krypton. Although we both agree that we'd Did you hear me talk about that when I did my Arrow review? Yeah. I was like, Danny! This season on Arrow Law and Order. Yeah, season one, I'm going to talk about it at some point. I did a ton of catch up for all my geeky shows, courtesy of being sick. I thought about doing a bonus episode this week, but then we ended up with the snicked.
Then you had to invite me over, and then next thing you know, snicked version. I'm upping my game from 2 hours to 3.
Holy moly, are you?
Yeah, I literally was like,
okay, if we go to an hour and a half, an hour, 45 minutes, I'll just do it as one episode. And then I'm like, maybe I could break it into two. And then this happened, and I'm like, no, this shit's going into three.
Yeah. Imagine if it didn't race. If we didn't lose all that con. I'm more interested to see who the cast for Lobo. I know we talked about our fan casting.
The Hound would be perfect.
You fucking totally won that conversation.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But I'm not interested. It's okay, Lobo being an alien and all, being 100 and something by the time he fights Clark Kent, but he's too, all normal people on Krypton,
because
of the Red Sun.
They don't have anything about Krypton. They deal with time travel, because Adam Strange is in there. Because
comic books,
And because Adam Strange is just straight with his Zeta Beam device. Yeah. Or not, is it Zeta Beam?
No, Zeta Beam, I think, is a Dark Side.
Dark Side is Zeta Beam, so he calls it I think he calls it a Zeta Beam device, or a Theta Beam, or something like that.
Yeah.
But they do a time travel, and they're already dealing with the effects of time travel, like, on the world.
Yeah.
And what that could mean for, like, the future of Superman. And they found a way to take the mythos and beautiful stuff like the Bottled City of Kandor and Brainiac. And then even, I don't want to spoil it, but stuff with the family of General Zod.
Okay.
That is remarkable. And at the end, you're just like, what the fuck? And it's so beautiful. The way they shoot Krypton is amazing. The technology and the effects, really, for like a sci-fi show, they do a strong-ass job. And with the big reveal at the very end of a big threat to Krypton, Lobo would be an appropriate counter to that.
Okay.
And I'm excited. I think season one of Krypton was so delightful. I'm like, wow. Because I was expecting a big garbage heap like Gotham. I was. But I was just watching it to do my due diligence as a geek.
For the audience members.
Oh, and also as a geek.
For all 15 of you listening, Joe's willing to take bullets for you.
For everybody that's not one of those 15 that says, hey, I count two. You do count two. Your lives matter.
That was deep.
And And I do actually watch this stuff for myself as well. I like talking about it here on the podcast. Because if it was only for the listeners, I would probably watch season 9 of Walking Dead. But instead, I'm not a correspondent. I've given up. My first show, I haven't even given up on Gotham yet, and I gave up on Walking Dead.
But Gotham, I can understand why you go back to that relationship after
it hits. It's so Batman-y. That's why. Because they do have some amazing Batman stuff in there.
Yeah, without Batman. Yeah.
And Walking Dead, honestly, I gave it, like, 7.5 seasons before I quit on it.
Yeah.
So, when they kill Carl...
Carl!
Yeah.
But no, Lobo, I think he would be better suited on one of the CW shows, more specifically Supergirl.
Just
wait. He goes in to fuck up all
it. just wait when they freaking cast, like, the perfect Lobo casting, and you're like,
if it's not the Hound, it's probably going to be pretty depressing.
I can't wait for you to see season one of Krypton and be like, damn it, Joe, you were right.
I'll just watch it at 3 a.m. and hate it forever.
Oh, yeah. Just hate watch at 3 a.m.
Just hate watch it, just so I can be like,
he's still
fuck
mad
that
at
show.
Me that I said Casino, I didn't like it. He's still mad at me.
A little sour.
If you missed that in part deuce of the podcast.
All right, what's next? Yeah.
Judge Dredd,
Mega City! Yes! Mega City!
Yeah, they've got a pilot script ready to shoot. And the writer, Rob Williams, apparently has 2 years' worth of plot mapped out.
You bring back Carl Urban, I'm fucking in. I don't care. If they put this on the DC streaming service, I'm fucking giving you my $7.99.
I don't think this is connected to
DC
in any way.
But I'm just saying, this is how much excited I am for this one show.
Yeah, it, I think...
Let's make this shit happen.
It's happening. There's a pilot script. They are definitely ready to be shooting this.
You bring back Carl Urban, and I'm fucking
What about another actor? Like, what if it's not for Carl Dredd? Urban?
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, he's not a hard character to play. He doesn't really talk much.
I haven't heard...
And he doesn't take his helmet off.
I know he says he's ready. Apparently, Carl Urban is in talks to join the series and reprise his role.
Yeah, he was fucking great. Anybody sour enough? Jason Statham's too old. Casting's not too narrowed to play Judge Dredd.
Right.
So they could... I would like to see him pick a nobody over another Stallone. So, but...
Hey, you don't like my Judge Dredd? Hey, Dredd. I'm Dredd. I'm Dredd.
I don't like his helmet. Hey. You can't see my face.
I'm mentally irregular. Yeah. Yeah, we're not... We're no Ralph Garman.
No, we're not.
We're definitely not. But basically, it's owned by Rebellion Developments. Yes. They own it, and it's IM Global Television who's doing all the stuff.
Yeah, but where they're going to release it, that's...
I don't think that's been announced yet. Yeah. So
I think they're still shopping it around.
It's 2080 comics, so... Netflix.
Netflix. Oh, fucking Netflix.
Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. One of those. Yeah.
Do it. I mean, there's plenty of fucking actors. I would have to do my research, but it doesn't take much to cast Dredd. But Carl Urban would be my best bet.
So let's get to the little bit of news. So the Comic-Con meh news. Me and Danny were texting about it. He's like, meh. Not excited. And then I sent him the link for this, and he hadn't heard about it. And then I felt good as a friend because I got him excited about something.
Finding Aquaman?
Man in the High Castle, Season 3. Yeah.
So good.
Yes.
So excited. October 5th. I freaking love this show.
Oh, Amazon Prime.
See, it looks like what also comes out in October that I'm not... Venom.
Venom. We already talked about it, but we got to talk about it again.
I knew something was coming out in October that I'm going to be watching besides Venom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This fucking show. So good. I like... It's interesting that they're going away from the more grounded into the more sci-fi, which is kind of ballsy, but I'm in. But I do like the dystopian alternate reality... Of the country being split, and it's so good, and now you're gonna have a power shift because Adolf has bit the dust.
Yeah, they did a beautiful thing in season one by just like giving elements of intrigue that had to do with the Philip K. Dick story.
Yep,
and then in season two they dipped their toes in the water of like, oh crap, there are multiple realities,
absolutely,
and what that means. And then now, because they took the story to a place where something else has to happen, it's going to go full on. But then you get like that teaser trailer of the African-American woman being experimented on. Yep. It's just still going to be the Nazis like trying to get to other realities.
Yep. And you're going to have those big Nazis Third Reich parades of the oof.
And then you're going to listen to Edelweiss again at the beginning of everyone.
It's going to make me cry.
And your heart breaks. This is a show I watched with my mom when I lived with her. Yeah. It was the funny little Nazi show. She felt weird about watching with me. And maybe I'm going to have to like make like movie times with my mom where we can go
once a week.
Yeah, once a week and watch an episode of it before she falls asleep early, like the cute little old lady she is. Yeah. But, you guys heard her on the podcast.
Yeah.
She's a cute little old lady. She's cute.
But it's such a good show.
She's not that old. I love you, Mom, if you listen. Aww. If you're listener number 16.
Oh, we're up to 16 now.
Yeah? Yeah.
Look at that. And growing.
Because when we added Heather, that took us to 15.
Yeah,
and then 16. Because remember, that makes you number 2. Danny the Deuce.
The Deuce.
It all comes around. Who does number 2 work for? not for the candle snuffer.
Man in the High Castle, I'm super stoked and see where they fucking go with it.
Trailer's really good. Watch your friends. And the show's really good.
Watch Amazon Prime. Show.
Oh my goodness. It'll blow your mind. Yeah.
I might have to rewatch the whole thing right before the show comes out if I have time. Oh, wow.
Ooh,
if I have time.
Yeah. I saw it. I was actually on Amazon Prime and it popped up and I was like, do I?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. It's an investment.
I get sucked in. Like, once it starts again,
it's so good.
I'm going to fall down that.
It's the show that ends and you just want to hit play for the next one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let it roll over.
Yeah. Yep. This is one where you lost sleep over it because of me.
I did. I did. Many of sunrising nights where I'm just like, oh, I got to wake up. And
Sunrising Nights? That's the name of your comic book series.
Sunrising Nights?
Yeah.
But Nights is K-N-I.
Sunrising Nights. boop, Danny the Deuce boop, in the Sunrising Nights.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Oh, Blue Guard.
Yeah, Blue. Draw it all. We got the Venom apparently had a trailer that's not available. But people...
I guess.
I didn't see any comments about it, nor did I look. But veiny, weird-looking...
Penis-looking...
Yeah.
Just... whatever.
Yeah, apparently the bad guy, who is played by Riz Ahmed, is going to be Riot.
Which is funny, because Venom's supposed to be a bad guy, so I don't know, man. I'm not too excited for this movie. I have little to no interest to watch it, and it hurts because I am a Venom fan. I love the 90s Venom, Symbiote Wars, and all that nonsense. But this is just... I don't know. I don't know what story they're planning to tell. There's no Spider-Man. I don't know. I'm not really probably planning to see this at all.
Okay.
If anything, it's not going to be opening weekend, for sure.
Yeah.
My buddy Joseph, who's a bigger Venom fan than I am, and he's super busy doing nursing clinicals and working 12-hour days.
Yeah, shout out to Joseph.
Woo! My quiet friend who comes on here and never says anything, but as soon as the mic comes on.
He's actually on an episode of the podcast. Yeah. Nobody knew.
You can hear him breathing. Yeah. But if he calls me up, if he can take time from his busy schedule to want to watch this movie, I'll go. But as of right now, I am not. He's checked it.
Yeah, I have to make sure it's still recording.
I'm paranoid now. I'm not interested in watching it. So if he's willing to take his time from his busy schedule to watch it, I'll go.
How often does he do that?
Never.
Never?
Never.
So you're like saying it because you don't count on it happening?
No, I'm saying if it's a big deal if that happens. That's what I'm saying. I'll do it out of respect for him for wanting to go watch it.
What if I'm like, hey, you want to go see Venom?
I'll be like, oh, I'm watching Man on the High Castle right now.
Oh, what a dick.
I'm watching my little Nazi show.
Oh, your cute little Nazi show.
Avita Sane.
Not watching the Egyptian show about their coughs.
The cough?
Oh, taking it back to part one.
The one, the kids. Coughs. The children of the coughs. The Coughkins. Yeah.
And their sarcophaguses.
The sarcophaguses.
Jiminy, it all comes back around when I remember things.
Right.
We've got really cool news. George Takei is going to be doing a graphic novel.
Is he going to do it, or is he ghostwriting it to someone else and then putting his name on it?
Who cares? It's going to be... honestly, it's about his experience in an internment camp. So it's going to be his story. And it's called They Call Us Enemy.
Yeah.
And I think literally...
He's written a book about it, too.
He has. I think this is going to be like... It could be like Mouse. For, like, this generation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, really topical. And I'm excited.
Relevant.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Because that's really a really taboo, dark subject that people just don't want to talk about.
He's still alive and he has the
memory.
He's
one of the only ones still alive.
Right.
So
it's all the children. Like, the children who was interned.
Oh, yeah. The parents are long gone.
Because he was, like, 5. So that's good. I'm glad he's doing it.
And there's... It's dark. Like, have you heard some of the stories he's had to say from it? Oh, man.
He's got a 15-minute TED Talk you can listen to, which is really, really good. Doesn't get that deep into the weeds.
No,
but I think...
He's got... Man. So, I'm in.
Yeah. I think that's really good news.
This needs to be talked about.
It's
going to
be dark, but it needs... Yeah.
It needs to be heard.
Like, Farewell to Manzanar is an amazing book. Some people read it in high school. If you haven't read it, that's a really good book to... And there are other very, very interesting tomes on Japanese internment.
Yeah.
Which is a chapter of American history that needs to be remembered.
Yep.
Yeah, very important.
Among many of the dark chapters that...
Yeah.
Fucking weird. Yeah. Allowed.
like Hell on Wheels.
No, Martin. Even worse. No, oh, I mean... Yeah. If you're counting the Native American fucking treatment of Hell on Wheels, yeah.
Yeah, there's American history, there's good and there's bad. No, you can't say no bueno, that's just saying all of it. There is good American history.
There is good American history.
But there's a lot of darkness, for sure. Every country has a lot of bad things. Yeah.
Yes, agreed. All right, what's the next?
Batman the Animated Series, a collected Blu-ray. Woo! In October.
Oh, looks like I'm watching something else besides Venom.
There you go.
Watching Heart of Ice one more time.
Yeah, man.
Fuck me.
I have the cash, this is going to my collection.
You know.
I can watch it whenever I want. And fuck the DC Universe app.
Right?
Because they said, F Batman, F your app. I'm going to be watching.
Why spend the $7.99 a month when I can pay the $89.99 on one down payment and have all what I want to see anyways off that fucking app?
Yeah, it'll probably be like $40, $50.
Speaking of going off source material,
yeah,
a lot of how I think the character should be interpreted from Batman universe comes from this show.
Okay.
So the fact that like Poison Ivy isn't some psychotic, weird, plant-loving beast, like she's an eco-terrorist.
Right.
Like she's not looking to destroy the world, she's just looking to destroy man's life because they're destroying the world.
Right, she's trying to save the green.
She's trying to save the green.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that, you know, Mr. Freeze is just trying to save his wife. Like,
right.
Everything he does is, like, essentially for a cause, not good or bad. It's up for interpretation. Right. So, the Penguin being a crime boss instead of some cartoony fucking umbrella.
You leave Burgess Meredith alone. Burgess Meredith, that was the first Penguin.
Yeah,
that's the first Penguin.
Still my favorite Penguin.
You can't clown on Burgess Meredith Penguin.
No, he's still my favorite fucking Penguin.
Yeah.
But no, like, him being more of a crime boss, because that's more suited to someone of his stature of inheriting large amounts of wealth.
Did you just make a short joke?
Yeah.
His stature. You leave Penguin alone, his funny walk.
He'll get you.
They'll smoke a pipe and hit
it
you.
It could be worse. My nose could be gushing with blood. No. Fucking love
that. Hashtag not my penguin.
Not my penguin.
Yeah, but I love that movie.
Oh, I fucking love it.
I love that movie.
But so I wonder how far they're going to go in with this box set. I don't know if they're going to do just the animated series. Are they going to go straight with the Batman and Robin extension? When they went more with the Jason Todd storyline?
Oh, I don't know.
Not Jason, yeah. No, Tim Drake.
We'll see.
With the Jason Todd. But I'm still going to fucking pay for it.
Yeah, man. It's exciting news.
Yep.
Other exciting news, I'm a big Simpsons nerd, although I don't talk about it on the podcast as much as
but
I probably
you
should.
Are.
We did talk a little bit about it on the podcast.
Oh, but they haven't been on. You usually do the recaps, but...
I stopped. I didn't see, like... Oh, I watched 4 of the episodes from season 29.
Yeah.
And, like, I plan to do a day where I just dive in and watch every single one of them before season 30 starts.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably just do an episode all about that season. Like, every single episode.
That'd be entertaining.
And, like, do my due diligence to just be like, hey, sorry. So, yeah, that's on my... But Matt Groening has a new series on Netflix. Starts August 17th.
What?
There is a trailer, Disenchantment.
So good.
Yeah, and I put the trailer up on Laugh at a Fuzzballs.
I'm in.
Oh, man.
You already got Joe DiMaggio doing voices in it. I'm fucking in.
Yeah,
that dude's a gem.
I think it could be really fun. And the trailer has some funny stuff in it. It made me laugh.
No, it does. And it's Matt Groening, and he really knows how to write fiction. And Futurama is still one of my favorite cartoons of all time.
Right.
And it's so smart.
Yeah.
So to see him take that intelligent humor and put it into the fantasy background.
Yeah.
And almost, I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm so in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah. And then I guess just the last thing, we actually made it to the last news story.
Are we still recording?
We are still recording. Right. We are still recording.
We didn't lose the last 20 minutes.
I don't know if it's a TV series or if it's just a TV special.
It's a TV series, I think they're doing.
The Purge TV series on USA. And then the article I read said maybe sci-fi too. Where it'd be available on both.
Yeah, because of the same network.
Yeah. And yeah, there's a trailer for it. And I'm interested, I guess, but I haven't seen all the Purge movies. I saw the first one and the second one. I didn't see the third one.
I haven't seen the last one. The first Purge?
That one I don't think has come out yet. It was in theaters.
I think it is out, actually.
Oh, is it out now? It wasn't on Redbox when I went yesterday. Right.
No, so. It's in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
still in theaters. The first Purge.
Yeah, so yeah, it's an interesting idea. There's promise.
No,
to it
is, and you can. It's totally set up to be an anthology style TV show where you can do like Kill of the Week type of bullshit.
Yeah. It looks from the trailer that I watched, they are doing the elite and the low level.
Yeah, because essentially, you know.
Yeah, and there's even like some. It looks like some guy's sister is missing, and she joined a cult where they like volunteer to be purged. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I was like, what? So, yeah, it could be fun.
It could be fun. It'd be a nice romp.
Yeah, a nice romp of...
Skip through...
Murder and mayhem.
But the one thing I like more about the Purge, besides it really having no story, is that, like, it allows creativity in, like, the costuming and, like,
right.
the atmosphere. Because, you know, you're essentially dressing up serial killers to roam the streets and stuff like that. So it could really set up really good iconic looks that could really be staples of its own pop culture cosplay little universe.
Okay. Oh, and I guess just we can finish it off with this. It's not Comic-Con news, but I got to tell you, I officially started watching Black Mirror on your advice.
Ooh.
You can't watch Krypton on my advice, but I can watch Black Mirror on your advice.
I didn't say I wasn't going to watch Krypton.
I'm five episodes in, and I think you owe an apology to my beautiful Heather.
Oh, yeah.
Because she watched the first three episodes with me.
I did not know your sweet, sweet Heather was going to watch the show. I solely meant the recommendations for you, so Heather, I'm sorry you had to watch the Prime Minister of England fuck a pig.
Spoilers for the first episode.
For, like...
too long.
Longer than it needed to be, which was sad because in the show it was like 4 hours or something.
Yeah, they don't even really show it, and it's still very disturbing.
They show what you need to see.
Yeah.
And even then, it was...
But I gotta say, Black Mirror, while it is not Heather's cup of tea, we watched two episodes, and then we stopped. Then I was like, do you want to watch that weird show that we watched? She was like, okay. So then we watched the third episode, and then I was like, yeah, I just felt bad. I don't want to watch it without you. And she's like, no, it's okay. You can watch it without me. So I caught two episodes last night.
Yeah.
So, and I'll catch up. It's fun. It's nice to have a show that, like, is sitting there on Netflix, and when I just want to watch a show, and because it's like... because
they're not continuous.
Yeah, they're not continuous. You can just watch one episode.
Which is perfect.
And then you're done, like, one little single serving... of weirdness.
And they did. They just launched the next season's trailer.
Did they? So season six, season
five? I think season five.
Yeah, it seems like season four, they went from like doing four episodes to doing like six or something.
Something like that. Well, there's a transition because it used to be a British show.
Right.
And then it went over to Netflix. But you can tell the transition because a lot changes. The acting becomes more American.
Okay.
And just like...
I like how British
budget,
it is.
The budget kind of grew bigger.
Yeah, like the fourth episode had Peggy Carter.
Yeah. Sweet Peggy.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Yeah.
Well, cute's not really the word for the episode, but it was tender.
It's one of the more tender episodes of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
It has a lot of heart.
Yeah.
It's meant with good intentions.
I like that second episode that deals with, like, you know, bikes running the electricity of the world.
That was interesting.
Harpooning reality
essentially,
TV.
A work labor force that is out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, and then talking about, like, avatar culture.
Avatar culture.
And, like, people spending money on, system. Like, untangible, like, you know, results.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fixating on people's fascination with porn. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That was on there, too.
That was a big thing. And
I think the show, like, from what I've seen so far, and I guess I'll talk all about it when I finish it, but just... finding a way to use technology and, like, you know, like, where it could lead.
Socially.
And, like,
like
to
on
get
a social
you,
level.
Yeah, to get you thinking about it. Like, what does this mean?
Yeah. How do, you know, what's privacy?
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're bicycling next to a dude who's watching porn.
Right.
Like, is that okay? You know, and then how do you view other people?
And if you had access to every memory that you ever had.
Fuck.
I'll tell you, if I had access, those 20 minutes we lost, we wouldn't have lost them.
Nope.
They would have still been on the podcast.
And I would be wrong on a lot of conversations.
Although I could tell you that probably friends, it was the same conversation when we came back. We actually remembered
pretty
some of
close,
the stuff we talked
about.
Pretty
close.
Yeah, it actually made the conversation easier and faster.
Yeah.
Because we weren't rambling. We were very focused. We knew exactly our points that we made and we wanted to talk about. But Snicked. One, two, three parts of a podcast.
Fuck.
Ostensibly about Comic-Con news,
yeah,
we'll come up with the name. The Ballad of Danny the Deuce and
Deuce.
The Sunrising Nights.
Ooh.
Versus the Candle Snuffer.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, the very first episode is definitely Getting Sweaty with the Con.
Getting Sweaty with
the
Con.
Because of Rest in Peace, John Schnepp, King of the Sweaties. Yeah, one more time, thanks for my podcast journey, your part in it. And, I hope that Cosmic Kirby Crackle Heaven is what you got.
As amazing as it sounds.
Got. Yeah, and so that's a lot of news.
That is a lot of news.
It wasn't actually, but it was.
It was.
Because we
talked
a lot.
The problem was, it was a lot of news.
Yeah.
Meh.
You know what? I still am excited about this world that we live in and all the geeky stuff.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
I mean, again, I'm watching a show about Cloak and Dagger. It's fucking insane. That blows my mind.
I'm watching season 3 of Preacher.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, so good.
So good.
So good.
keep your eyes out. Probably not a bonus episode this week because you're going to get...
three episodes this week.
Yeah, the today episode, and then when I put up part two, and then part deuce,
the return of the deuce in the nights.
WSDCC dropping the deuce.
Oh, yeah. Inside track.
Because it was in that episode, I think, that we established.
When we dropped the deuce?
At the very end of the first one is when we established the deuce. Right. Yeah, dropping the deuce.
We dropped the deuce.
And then we'll get a snicked part three. Yeah.
The meteor, the lost episodes.
Yeah. All right, friends. 20 minutes lost. You know the deal. LaughingUpFuzzball.net is a website. Yeah. Laughing Up Fuzzball's Facebook group.
Yeah, yeah.
Always lots of stuff. I just posted a ton of videos from Comic-Con, etc. up on there, including a video that had to do with us shitting on the Titans video.
Yeah.
A better version.
Yeah.
And
animated.
What else? Somebody actually already commented or liked it while we were talking here.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
I think it was me.
It was you? That's so funny. Come back to the podcast. Stop commenting on shit.
Stop. Get off Facebook. We're talking.
At Wookie Riot, Twitter and Instagram, laughinguppfuzzballpodcast@gmail.com, and Spotify, everything. Spotify is my next goal of getting the podcast up on there, because I'm not sure if we're on there, but we are on a bunch of other places. Apple Podcasts, and however you pull it from
your podcatcher.
Google. Yeah, the podcatcher is how you use.
No, I use Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict, yeah. And that all comes from...
It's also on Google Play.
Exactly. I put everything up on Google Play. And Stitcher, I believe we're on there as well.
Nice.
And, listen. Podcast FM or something FM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of stuff. Listen, like, comment, subscribe, questions, comments, cussing, discussing, all the things.
You can also be listener 17.
Or you could go on Laugh at the Fuzzballs right now. You're like, damn it. Danny the Deuce, you big dick. I'm listener number 500. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
You could do that.
Sound off!
You could be that person. You would make me so happy if you were that person that listened this far. And were like,
for you. Still in here For you, the Wook.
I will do it on the thrice
Deuce.
But go on the Laughing Up Fuzzballs page. There's lots of fun there.
And post.
And for the record, you asshole, there's 418 members of Laughing Up Fuzzballs. So I'm sure... Even if 10%, that means there's 41 listeners. You asshole.
All right, you 41.
All right. Well, Danny the Deuce and his Sunrising Nights are off.
Sunrise?
Yeah.
Riding
till the sunrise. And then you sleep.
Yeah.
And then you turn the show off and you go to sleep.
And then
that's when the candle snuffer shows up to snuff your hope. But you know what won't snuff your hope? Being a good listener like you. All however many of you there are. And I appreciate you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right.
He does, actually.
Let's do an amazing outro music.
All right.
How does it go?
Hashtag Barry Clone Wars.
Got a feeling it's good. Podcast is over right now. Better than the Titans trailer, it is. Danny the Deuce is a dick. He spoiled Batman number 50, but poo-poo. I forgive him.
Poo 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 poo
poo poo poo ka-choo.
Poo poo.
All right. Bye, friends. TTFN.
Boogie out.
I'm the Wookiee. You're the Wookiee. Who's the Wookiee?
We're Wookiees.
I'm
a Wookiee. You're a Wookiee. We're all Wookiees.
Is that how it goes? We're still recording.
I know we are.
Yeah. Okay. The best parts of the podcast are these rambling outros.
Yep.
Toodles.
Poop on you later.